peaceful day, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Sunny Days Podcast. I trust that you are feeling good, looking good. If you're on your way to work, if you're on your way to school, wherever you are going, if you're just at home chilling, relaxing, listening to this podcast, I trust that you are feeling really good in your body. And let's just take a second to do a mental and physical check-in with ourselves to see how we are feeling and to see if we are ready to take on this day. And you know what? We are ready to take on this day because we're magical beings, and that's just going to exclude all negativity from entering our space. And if it does, because we're so magical, we already know how to handle it. You know what I'm saying? So, in this episode, I am going to discuss being obligated to yourself and the importance of really putting you and the things that you love and have a passion for first. All right, let's get into it. So, in the episode of Sunny Days Podcast where I discuss my universal drag session, I can't remember really if I brought up the fact that I have been placed in a lot of situations and a lot of friendships and relationships just over the course of the last, since college, maybe 10 years. And I have been fully committed to these relationships and to these friendships and to these situations, giving, and just being extremely loyal to these commitments. And that's just who I am as a person. I take loyalty very seriously, and I'll absolutely do anything for the people that are around me and for the people that I love. But I realized that being in those situations and going through a extreme growth process and transitioning from being super Christian, or as Christian as I could be, to spiritual, just the whole lifestyle change in that period of time also brought on so much anxiety and depression and just so many heavy emotions, just feeling so much on top of being an introvert and just being exhausted from people's energy and just being sucked dry just by walking outside and encountering other humans. So with all of that going on, it's really easy to neglect yourself, and it's really easy to neglect your dreams and your passions and the things you want to do because you're so tied in and so caught up in everything around you and the environment around you and the people around you and the situations around you that your brain doesn't have the space, or you haven't given it the space, to tend to you and tend to what you're passionate about. And sometimes we can lose ourselves, and some of us have trouble getting out of that space. And you have older people who are much, much older who haven't been able to embark on their dreams and desires because they got caught up in the rat race of life. And it's really unfortunate because we can't forget who we are and that we come first when it comes to our life and to our purpose and to everything. We lose ourselves constantly in people and in things, and in turn have no desire to even embark on our journey of making our dreams come into physical fruition. And I don't want that to happen to us as a generation. I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want that to happen to you. And it took for me having to be extremely uncomfortable in situations and becoming tired of being in situations and giving to people because I am a people pleaser, it got to a point of me just being tired of neglecting myself. And I knew what I was doing, but because I have such a big heart and such a huge love for everybody that's in my life, I, at that time, chose them over me. If they were happy, I was happy. If the situation was perfect and how I saw it, then I was good. And I found myself placing my happiness on other people, on outside things, and that is not where I should be grasping my happiness from. So it really took me having to step out of that space of giving so much, and not saying that I'm expecting something in return, because I'm not, and I'm never expecting anything in return, because that's just who I am as a person, as a giver. However, it comes a time where you have to begin including yourself in this gift giving, you understand? And it took me having to become isolated and to place myself in complete solitude and neglect all things that weren't me. And it wasn't easy. It was like breaking up with everything that was around me, and it felt wrong, but it also felt really good to release. It felt really good to let go. It felt amazing to find myself and to fall in love with me. And I know that a lot of us go through periods of where we say, you know, I love me, I love myself and everything like that. But when times get hard, or when we make a mistake or anything like that, it's the opposite. But I really came to a point, and it was March 2017 when I was in Austin, Texas, before I got to Vegas, and I fell in love with myself. And I don't know how or why I remember the exact day, but I just remember feeling like if everything around me and everyone around me were to disappear, to walk away, or just no longer be a part of my space, I would be okay with just being with myself. And that's not easy for everyone to do. And being who I was shocked that I even got to that place and got to that place what I felt like was so soon. And it took me going through some shit. It took me going through what I feel like was a super crazy, like, ascension, growth, transition, scary, and it was my Saturn return 2017. If you don't know what that means, then, you know, you can Google it. That, not being funny, but, you know, you can Google it. But that was just a very interesting year that helped me with my entire growth process and made me realize that I really do give way too much, and I give way too much energy. And that was more so of what it was. It wasn't me giving physical things. It was more so of me giving energetically and me taking on a lot of things and not speaking up about it, or not speaking on my uncomfortability in situations, and just taking on all of these emotions and everything. And that's just not the space that a person should be in. A yes person, I don't want to lose this situation, I don't want to lose these people, I don't want to lose anything around me that's outside of me, so I'm just going to be this yes person. That is not healthy. It's not okay. And you really shouldn't do that to yourself. If you love yourself, if you love yourself, you should be removing yourself from situations, from people, and removing yourself with a quickness, not lingering on, not going back to the situations, not coddling the situations, none of that, just leaving it alone. And every podcast episode I talk about, just remember that I'm not only talking to you guys, but I'm always talking to myself too. Always, always, always. Everything I say, I always need to hear in return, because I feel like I not lost that part of myself, but I've gotten more control of that part of myself, the part that's a huge, huge giver without putting myself in the equation at all. And I've gotten to the point now where I will give until I don't feel like giving anymore. And that's with anything that happens and anything that occurs. If I don't feel like doing it anymore, I'm not going to do it. I have put others in other situations and everything ahead of myself for so long that I'm so obligated to myself right now. I have to be obligated to me right now. I have to begin working on everything that I've always daydreamed about all of these past years, but was too consumed with anxiety and depression to actually get up and act on and work on. I am obsessed with how my purpose has flowed into my life right after I fell in love with myself and actually fell in love with myself and realized that if there was nobody else around me or no other happy situations around me, that I would still be okay with just the company of me. And that wasn't an easy place to get to. But when I got to it, and now that I'm here, it feels really good to have the ideas flow in, to have the people wanting me to be a part of their brands and their businesses, and just people filling my spirit and feeding off of my spirit and my energy, because I am in a different headspace and I'm in a different mindset, and I know that I am important, that I am valued, and that I'm worthy, and that I don't have to give and everything to be satisfied and to get thank yous and to feel like I am worthy or that I'm valuable. Because if you really think about it, a person who does that and neglects themselves is just trying to get the outside world to tell them how valued they are. And you don't need that. You have to know who you are. And I'm going to say that 1,000 times over. Remember who you are, and you won't need any type of validation outside of yourself. You're the only one that needs to validate yourself and put you first and put your obligations first. If things around you and people around you don't understand that, then you might want to change your circle or the people that you speak to. Because we are now all in a space where we are growing, we are learning, we are gaining new ideas, new knowledge. I feel like the whole world that's in our age bracket at this point, and even older ones and younger ones and everything, everybody is trying to get out of the system. And we are going to get out of the system. And with that, we have to stay focused, we have to work hard, and we have to be obligated to ourselves and to our crafts. Because without that, if we take in everything that's on the outside, we're going to lose focus and we may even lose ourselves. And I really, really don't want that to happen to myself or to you guys who have these amazing ideas that you're going to gift us with. So please always remember, my lovelies, that you are important and you are valued, and you don't need anyone outside of you to give you that information, because at least I'm going to tell you, if you don't know, you are valued and you're worthy. And it's not because I'm telling you, it's because you know that, and you don't need anyone else outside of you to confirm it. So if you feel like you need to step away from social media or from a relationship, from a situation, from a friendship, whatever it is, intend to yourself, it's okay to do so. It's okay to say no, It's okay to say, I need a break from you. It's okay, because if you have friends that are really your friends, if you have people in your life that are really people who love you and care about you, they will understand that you are human and we all need space. We all need breaks. We all have things that we want to do and we want to work on. And sometimes we have to take a step back and work on those things in our solitude, in our own space. And if I don't speak to you or talk to you or communicate with you for however long, you know, if there's a genuine love there, you should understand and know that I'm not gone. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. But now I would like to tend to me. Now I would like to be my own obligation. I would like to give to me, because I know I'm not the only one. And some of you may still be going through this where you're just giving, 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 energetically, physically, whatever it is, you're just giving, and you're neglecting and losing sight of the things that you are really passionate about and the things that really make you happy and the things that you know might possibly change the world. So try not to lose that focus, because we need you. You need you. And if you want the things that you want and you want them to manifest the way that you want them to manifest, you need to put you first and make sure that the people around you understand that obligation that you have to yourself. And if they don't, then you need to express yourself to them that maybe we are just not on the same level right now. Maybe we aren't in the same space right now. You know, oh gosh, and I'll talk about this in another episode too, but we have got to learn to communicate with each other. Us humans have to learn how to communicate with each other without getting offended, without feeling away, without being triggered, like all of those things. So, and even if it's things of being triggered or things like that, we just have to get to a point of understanding that nothing outside of us makes us feel the emotions that we feel. It's us. It's always us. Yet we tend to blame everyone else. But anyways, that is another episode. I'm not going to get into that because I can go on and on and on. But I really do trust that within this episode, you understand that I'm not telling you to be selfish. I'm not telling you to neglect, like, just cut off everybody or everything that's around you. I'm telling you to put you first and then everybody else. I guess except you, if you got children and stuff. If you got kids, don't go neglecting your children, okay? But other than that, just remember that you are number one and your dreams and goals are number one. And if you have spent a lot of time neglecting those dreams and passions because you've been so focused elsewhere, it is now your time. It's your time. It's your turn. And get out there and make you your first priority. Your obligation is to yourself. Love you. I trust that this episode has opened up your heart and your eyes to anything that may be going on in your life right now, and that you remember to put you first, because you're important and I think you're important. And I love you. I know I can tell you guys that all the time. I love y'all. So, thank you for coming to this episode and listening. Please share. Subscribe if you haven't. Rate and review the podcast if you haven't. It helps get the podcast out there. It helps other people see it. Share it on your Instagram. Share it on your Facebook, you know, wherever, but I really like to get the word out. I haven't used any of the paid ads for this platform because my genuineness comes from really just wanting to get these words out and to get the knowledge that I have out there. So I trust that all of your dreams come true and all of your manifestations flow to you, and that you, my love, my sweet love bug, have a sunny days. Peace.